जय राधा मादाबा कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरि भरधारी। जय गोपी जना पल्लाभा गिरि भरधारी। यशोदा नंदना व्रज जनरंजना। यशोदा नंदना व्रज जनरंजना। जमुना तीरा बन्ना छाड़ी। जमुना तीरा बन छाड़ी। जैया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जैया राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य आशुतोत्तर शतक श्रीमद हिजिरांगे एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य आशुतोत्तर शतक श्रीमद हिजिरांगे भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती स्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की। इस्कॉन फंदर आचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथरा श्रीमं भागवतम की। दाई गौर प्रेमनम। ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ओ ग्लोरिस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ओ ग्लोरिस टू शिशि गुरु वंशी गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 विथड्रॉ ऑफ द कॉस्मिक क्रिएशन चैप्टर 6 द डेमिगॉड्स एंड डीमंस डिक्लेयर अ ट्रूस। Text number 15. Aham giritras chasura dayoye. Dakshadayo grinirivaketavaste. Kimvavidame shapritak bibhata. Vibhata. Vidatsva samna vidas vidatsva samno dvijadeva mantram. Aham giritras chasura dayoye. Dakshada yogner ivaketa vaste. Kimbabidame shapritak vibhata. Vidatstva samno dvijadeva mantram. Aham giritras chasura dayoye. Dakshada yogner ivaveta vaste. Kim vavidame shapritak vibhata. Vidastvasamno dvijadeva mantram. Please chant. Aham, I, Lord Brahma, Giritraha, Lord Shiva, Cha, also, Sura Adayaha, all the demigods, ye, as we are, Daksha Adayaha, headed by Maharaj Daksha, Agnehe, of fire, Eva, like, Ketavaha, sparks, Te, of you, Kim, what, Va, either, Vidama, can we understand, Isha, O my Lord, Pritak Vibhataha, independently of you, Vidas tua kindly bestow upon us sham good fortune naha our dvijadeva mantram the means of deliverance suitable for the brahmanas and demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, accompanied by the Prajapatis like Daksha, are nothing but sparks illuminated by you, who are the original fire. Since we are particles of you, we can understand, what can we understand about our welfare? O Supreme Lord, please give us the means of deliverance that is suitable for the brahmanas and demigods. Purport. In this verse, the word Dvija Deva Mantran is very important. The word mantra means that which delivers ones from the material world. Only the Dvijas, the Brahmanas, and the Devas, the demigods, can be delivered from material existence by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a mantra and is suitable for delivering the conditioned souls from mental speculation. The conditioned souls are engaged in a struggle for existence. Mana sanstranyan mana shanstaniandriyani prakritistani karshati. The conditioned souls are engaged deliverance from this struggle constitutes the highest benefit. But unless one gets mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deliverance is impossible. The beginning mantra is the Gayatri mantra. Therefore, after purification, when one is qualified to become a Brahmana, Dvija, he is offered the Gayatri mantra. Simply by chanting the Gayatri mantra, one can be delivered. This mantra, however, is suitable only for Brahmanas and demigods. In Kali Yuga, we are all in a very difficult position in which we need a suitable mantra that can deliver us from the dangers of this age. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in His incarnation as Lord Chaitanya give us the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastieva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Quote, in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. End of quote. In his Shastika, Lord Chaitanya says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanan. Quote, all glories to the chanting of Sri Krishna Sankirtan. End of quote. The Mahamantra Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare is directly chanted by the Lord Himself, who give us this mantra for deliverance. We cannot invent any means to be delivered from the dangers of material existence. Here, even the demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and the Prajapatis, such as Daksha, are said to be like illuminating sparks in the presence of the Supreme Lord, who is compared to a great fire. Sparks are beautiful as long as they are in the fire. Similarly, we have to remain in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engage in devotional service, for then we should always be brilliant and illuminating. As soon as we fall from the service of the Lord, our brilliance and illumination will immediately be extinguished, or at least stop for some time. When we, living entities, who are like sparks of the original fire, the supreme Lord, fall into material condition, we must take the mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as it is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we should be delivered from all the difficulties of this material world. Aham giritras cha suradayoye dakshadayogner ivaketabaste kimva vidamesha pritak vibhata vidastvasam no dvijadeva mantram. I, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, accompanied by the Prajapati Shri Daksha, are nothing but sparks illuminated by you, who are the original fire. Since we are particles of you, what can we understand about our welfare? O Supreme Lord, please give us the means of deliverance that is suitable for the Brahmanas and demigods. Om Akyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Srimate Rupa Swamite Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Bancha kalpatarubhyasya kripasindubhya vacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So Prabhupada explains about these means for deliverance that is suitable for the Brahmanas and the demigods. So we know that the circumstance is the demigods are approaching Lord Vishnu and praying to him to be able to be delivered from a very, very difficult condition. And so they're asking for the means. This means for deliverance. But the word that is used is mantra. Dvija deva mantram. And don't worry about it, because you know that thing is going to garbage. So the word that he uses, the word that is used in the verse by Lord Brahma is mantra. Please give us a mantra. And it's very important principle to understand that mantra, what is mantra and how we receive mantra. The breakdown of the word mantra is manas and trayate. Manas means mind, and trayate means to deliver. So to deliver us from, Prabhupada explains that mental concoction. And why mental concoction? Because when we are in a difficulty or in a circumstance that is difficult, obviously we're trying to find a solution. And To be able to free oneself fully from all the different circumstances and transformations that this material world or this material creations, you know, manifests, that the only means of solution for that circumstance have to come from the Lord Himself. That's a basic principle of that is there, that has to be understood by embodied souls in this material world. That there's only one means of solution, and that solution is given by the personality of Godhead. And so it comes in the form of a mantra, and it is explained that from this sound vibration, this mantra, the whole knowledge, or the whole Vedic knowledge expands. It's like a, how you say, it's like a capsule or something that, you know, contains and expands into everything. You know, sometimes you have these very little things, you know, it's like a little, you know, round thing, and then you put it in water and poof, expands into some sort of a form. Like I remember, you know, children play like that. You ever seen those? Like expands into forms of animals and things like that. I remember having one that expands into a T-Rex, you know. So, just gross example. But, you know, like the circumstance happens when Lord Brahma first received Vedic knowledge from the personality of Godhead. Tene Brahma Adikavaye. That Lord Brahma first received this Vedic knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the narration of how that knowledge was received was that Lord Brahma heard the flute of Lord Krishna. So there was nothing in the universe, just Lord Brahma in the, you know, beginnings of this manifestation of this particular universe. So just Lord Brahma, and then he heard the flute of Lord Krishna. And then when he received through his ear, entered into his heart, and when he came, when he spoke, or when he speak what he heard, it came into the form of a Gayatri mantra. And it is explained from that Gayatri mantra, the whole Vedic knowledge manifested. So then, therefore, in a similar manner, when Srila Vyasadev compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says this word, Satyam Param Dimahi. Dimahi means that this Srimad Bhagavatam is his explanation on this Gayatri Mantra, or his commentary on the Gayatri Mantra. So the Gayatri Mantra is the seed mantra of all Vedic knowledge. And Srila Vyasadev, who was the compiler of the Vedas, expanded or explained in the meanings, the meaning of the Gayatri Mantra by the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the case of Lord Brahma, then this instruction, this knowledge that was imparted within the heart, also exemplified a principle that one that traditionally in Vedic culture is a means of receiving transcendental knowledge and become fully purified, which is, you know, the initiation into Gayatri Mantra. Once received the Gayatri Mantra from a spiritual master. And by the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra, one becomes fully purified, and also one is able to access, you know, Vedic knowledge, one receives transcendental knowledge. So these two things are explained. This is traditionally given in the Vedas. And Lord Brahma received this initiation in the beginning of the creation by the Lord himself. And at the time of initiation, as we receive it in the tradition, the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition that Prabhupada establishes, there are 7 Gayatri mantras that we receive. The initial one is called the Brahma Mantra, or the Brahma Gayatri Mantra. And the Brahma Gayatri Mantra is also is explained that is the beginning mantra, or the initial mantra that is given, that addresses the sun god, or addresses the sun, and the prayer for illumination and for becoming enthused in one's spiritual life. And Srila Jiva Goswami explains that sun is compared to, is actually Krishna himself, who is the source of all illumination. And so we chant that first Gayatri mantra for the purpose of becoming enlightened and to becoming fully enthused and enthusiastic about, you know, our spiritual identity and our devotional service. And something that is presented in this particular prayer of Lord Brahma to Lord Vishnu, that explains that the Lord is like the fire, and we're just little sparks, he includes himself, Lord Shiva, all the demigods. We're just little sparks of him who is the great fire. So similarly, the sun and is the illuminating source like that, and we all particles of that grace, you know, illuminating source, you know, the sun. So that's the first Gayatri that we receive. And then the next Gayatris, which are 2, is the Guru Gayatri Mantra. And then there is the Gaura Gayatri Mantra, there's also 2. And there's the Gopal Gayatri Mantra, that's also 2. The Gopal Gayatri Mantra is there, and the Kama Gayatri Mantra is also there. So these mantras they have regulations, and they have particular qualifications that one have to. One can find those mantras in the internet if you do, you know, some Google, you know, for Gayatri Mantra, we can actually find the mantras itself. The mantras are to be chant silently, and they're to be chant during the different sandhyas, three times a day. So, you know, like we sing during Mongol Arati, that we meditate upon the spiritual master three, you know, the three sandhyas, you know, Jasya Prasadam Bhagav Prasad, Jasya Prasadam Nagati Kutopi, Dayanstudvantas, what is it? Dayanstudvantas, Jasyas Trisandhyam, that we meditate upon the spiritual master to this Gayatri mantra three times a day during the three sandhyas. The first sandhya is during the early hours when the sun starts to rise. The second sandhya is at midday. And the third sandhya is when the sun sets. So during those three times, we chant Gayatri. And Gayatri is chants silently. Is the particular thing of the Gayatri mantra is that it's only received when the spiritual master gives to you. And if it's not received through that method, you know, a bona fide spiritual master give you the mantra, then it have absolutely no effect. That is what is explained. That, like, if I go into the internet, and sometimes you see people, you know, doing their kirtans, some other groups, it's very common that they sing this Brahma Gayatri mantra. The Brahma Gayatri mantra is very popular in sort of yoga circles and things like that. And they chant it, you know, and they have recordings like that, and people chant, you know, and talk about about this Brahma Gayatri mantra and have all kinds of ideas of what it means or what do you do with it and that type of thing. But it's explained that you have absolutely no benefit to chant the Gayatri mantra unless you receive it through a bona fide spiritual master. And this Dvija Deva mantra, Prabhupada say that this is what is referred. So within these Gayatri mantras, these Dvija Deva mantras, which Prabhupada said initially is a Gayatri mantra, all transcendental knowledge is contained. The three levels of transcendental knowledge are all contained in there. And you can access them through that. It is explained. Prabhupada explains. Actually, Lord Chaitanya explains that to Sanatana Goswami in the instructions that he gave in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Recording the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that all the three levels, Sambandha, Avideya, and Prayojana, they are contained. So you got the knowledge, transcendental knowledge. You got also the means, the practices by which one can obtain the goal of life, and you also have the knowledge that are part of, you know, your spiritual identity, that are, you know, that are part of the goal, like that. So it is explained that is not only the process, the knowledge, the process, but also the means. You know, it's all contained in there. And therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that in the 10th chapter, what does it say about the Gayatri? Anyone remembers? When he describes all the vibhutis, he says that of mantras, I am the Gayatri. And there's also some other beautiful things that are explained, that the Gayatri mantra is explained like it's the touch of Lord Krishna's skin. And the description of Lord Krishna's skin is that it's as soft as butter. That's a description like that. And then when one gets touched by the skin of the Lord, automatically complete illumination comes. And the example is when the Lord just puts his hand on the head of Prahlad Maharaj, or, you know, or things like that. That's one part that is explaining about the touch of the Lord. So, so these are the glories of chanting these Gayatri mantras. And from then complete transcendental knowledge can be obtained. So, however, they're only to be given. There's regulations. You have to be accepted or qualified you have to qualify yourself to receive that Gayatri mantra. In our the process that Prabhupada gave us, you know, he gave certain standards to receive, you know, Gayatri mantra. So Prabhupada calls it second initiation. So you receive, you know, the first initiation, one receive a Harinam mantra, or one receive, you know, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra by the spiritual master, by Shri. And when one becomes more expert at chanting Hare Krishna, the Hare Krishna mantra, then one receives for further purification the Gayatri mantra, and also the capacity to worship the deity. So it's part of the Pancharatrika process that one have to worship the deities. And to worship the deities, one requires these different mantras. And specifically, one requires a Gayatri mantra. So that's the qualifications that are required. One have to come, you know, to certain being more experienced in the process of devotional service, in terms of the practices, and then one qualifies oneself to receive a Gayatri mantra and worship the deities. So qualifications are required. In previous times, these means were only to be received by brahmanas and by demigods. So the question is, well, there's also kshatriyas will receive will receive also Gayatri and also Vaishyas. I think the Kshatriyas and the Brahmanas. Not available for everybody, especially for Sudras. Sudras, they don't receive no mantra. So so the means for liberation was not available for everybody. So there was something that you have to come to certain standard, and that may have taken, you know, different lifetimes of, you know, being performing the duties in your particular varna to elevate yourself to receive the qualification of these liberating type of mantras. And the problem becomes now with Kali Yuga, what to do when in Kali Yuga everybody by qualification is a sudra. So then means that, you know, no one is going to be able to, in Kali Yuga everybody's condemned. You know, there's no way of actually elevating yourself by qualification. So you're not able to receive the thing. So then Lord Chaitanya comes and delivers himself the Mahamantra. And the Mahamantra is considered, within the Mahamantra, all mantras are contained. All the Gayatri mantras are contained. So it therefore is explained, the Mahamantra is completely capable of delivering ones from this material world. In fact, the famous verse that is quoted in the Kali Shantanara Santarana Upanishad that describes the full Mahamantra, this part of the Upanishad narrates the question that Narada Muni asked Lord Brahma in terms of this, what to do in Kali Yuga for people to become elevated. How they're going to be able to obtain liberation in Kali Yuga when no one is qualified. In previous ages, you know, there were qualified people who will obtain this and that they will be free and liberated, and others will gradually elevate themselves. But in Kali Yuga there's no qualification. First of all, the Brahminical culture disappear. So what to do? And then Lord Brahma answered with that famous verse, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti, Shoda Shakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Nata, Parataro Paya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. Quote, after searching through all the Vedic literature, one cannot find a method of religion more sublime for this age than these 16 names composed of 32 syllables. They are the only means to counteract the evil effects of Kali Yuga. And so we receive the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And within the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, these names these mantras that are the holy names of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya explains this, that in the Shikshastaka, Nam Nam Akari Badhudani Yasharva Shaktis Tatarpitani Yamitas Maranena Kala, that there are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. There's no qualification. Anyone can chant it and there will be an effect. It will have effect. Other mantras, if you don't receive it properly through the proper media, have no effect. That's what it's playing. Gayatri mantra, chant it. It's as good as you chanting Coca-Cola. No effect. But the Mahamantra will have full effect. And the effect of the Maha Mantra is obviously, you know, depending on the mood that you approach the Maha Mantra, there will be, you have more access or full access to all the effects. But regardless, the Maha Mantra can be chanted by anyone in any circumstances, and it will transform. It will have a purificatory effect, transforming people's heart and spiritualizing people's heart. So that's something quite amazing to actually just think about it. That receiving this very wonderful means that regardless of our disqualification, we can actually elevate ourselves in the same form that the great demigods receive, the great brahmanas receive, you know, these mantras from the Lord. Lord Brahma received these mantras that has, you know, all this Vedic knowledge contained into. So anyone can chant. However, when you receive the Maha Mantra from the bona fide spiritual master, then the effect is even magnified. Then it becomes, you know, then now Krishna himself becomes involved in the process of purification. And so it's very wonderful when the within mantras is explained, and I finish with this, that it's explained that the chantings of mantras and specifically also, this is actually something that has been, that I remember reading in terms of the Gayatri Mantra, that how important it is to properly chant it, you know, for those, you know, who have received it, and for you who are, you know, looking forward to receive that. The Gayatri Mantra is strengthens one's a determination to remain steady in your spiritual path, in your path of devotional service. And often we hear, you know, we have this question, and we hear it often, you know, how can we become steady in our spiritual life? And these are the means. The means is through properly chanting the mantras. In our case, you know, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and the Gayatri Mantras. So Krishna himself, that's the means. That's the process. When the demigods ask, you know, give us a process for deliverance. So that's what the Lord gives, the mantras. And within that mantra, then everything becomes, you know, manifested. So, you know, the strength, the means, everything is contained there. And so it's very important that we apply ourselves to the proper chanting of, you know, these great mantras. Any comment or questions? Yes, Jai Baladev Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. the last point you made, or the last few points you made, was the one that resonated with me the most about properly chanting the Maha Mantra. Because there's many funny stories in this regard, because usually, like Haridas Thakur, chanting the Maha Mantra 300,000 times appears to be an austerity, but from the scriptures, what made it a real austerity is that his qualities, and like for example, if we have the festival of the Holy Name, and we do 64 rounds, 32 rounds, and that's considered an austerity. But if they change it to the festival of forgiveness or the festival of apologizing, most people are like, I'd rather chant 300,000 names. And we can see this in the life of Hari Kashipu, is that although he performed many austerities, his name means one who loves women and celibacy, one who loves women and money. But he was able to give that up easily to become the center of the universe. He was able to stand on his toes, be buried under the ground. So many austerities, but there was one austerity he couldn't perform, is that he couldn't respect Prahlad, who disagreed with him. And so how do we keep this in mind, is that so many austerities were performed, but actually the real austerity, it seems that whatever gets rid of our false ego is an austerity, and whatever increases is. And it appears that chanting countless rounds, fasting from food and water, you know, et cetera, can in the end increase one's ego without emphasizing the qualities. So how do we keep this? Basically what you said, you pretty much answered the question. It's basically the most important thing in chanting these mantras is the mood. But how do we keep this consciousness in mind? Because when we hear mantra, sankirtan yagyan, we think of austerity. But when we think of forgiveness, apologizing, being humble, the first thing that comes to our mind isn't austerity. It's just like, yo, qualities. So how do we keep this austerity in mind, which kind of is the foundation of chanting any mantra or doing any austerities? So how do we keep this in mind all the time?
Well, it's austerity because we have no attraction. That's what Lord Chaitanya says in the prayer, you know, the Shikshastika 2 and 3. He addresses this question. You know, it's an austerity because there is no attraction. The mind is not attracted to the Holy Name. Therefore, the whole ordeal of the mind, trying to bring the mind to here, and the mind just goes this way, that way, that way. It's the greatest time for planning your day during japa. You know, you figured it out so many things during japa, but hear the Holy Name. At least that's me. That's my problem. So, so we have no attraction, and then it becomes, you know, like, you see devotees, you know, really trying to control the mind. So, you know, and then Lord Chaitanya says that in order to chant the Holy Name properly, one have to have, you know, cultivate and practice humility, cultivate and practice tolerance, try to tone down or control your false ego. You have to actually not tone down, you have to eliminate, devoid of all sense of false ego, and offer respect to others. And then you can chant the Holy Name properly. So that's Haridas Thakur's position. So we can't chant the Holy Name unless we start to approach it like that. You know, if we allow ourselves to display, you know, pride and be controlled by pride, then how? Or if we become intolerant, then it's a symptom that we have quite a work to do. So humility also means, you know, we accept the authority of Krishna, and to be able to chant the Holy Name, because, you know, Krishna's system is, and the system that is given there, one have to the spiritual master becomes, you know, the means of receiving mantra is through the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the one who give you the process. What is it called? Sadhu Sangha, and then before Anartha Nivritti comes, Bhajana Kriya. The spiritual master is the one who introduced you in the bhajan, you know, worship, chanting. You receive from him. So that's a symptom of humility, when one accepts the authority of Krishna's representative and take up Krishna's process. It's a Krishna-giving process. So if we chant mantras, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, but just avoid or try to keep ourselves from approaching a bona fide spiritual master, then, you know, we're putting ourselves, we not allowing ourselves to access what the holy name brings to us, to give us. The holy name is still will act, purify us. But as the holy names purify us, then he will lead us, you know, to come to a spiritual master and like goes on like that. So, you know, is we have to cultivate those things, humility, tolerance, and things like that.
Thank you, Prabhu. Do you mind mentioning a couple of pastimes and verificationary points so devotees could check it out? Basically, one pastime I appreciated in regards to your point, performing Kirtani Hari, is aside from Haridasa Thakur, when Ramachandra Khan slandered his character, that didn't disturb him. Of course, if we chant japa and somebody, let's say, talks about it, we can't find any happiness. So that's why Haridasa Thakur made him so glorious. And there's another pastime I appreciated where this is in 117 of Chaitanya chapter, Adi Lila chapter 17, and around verse 32, it basically the pastime of Srivasa Thakur when Lord Chaitanya was performing kirtan in the house of Srivasa Thakur, and he didn't invite any other non-believers. So the non-believers became envious of Srivasa Thakur. It was his party, it was his house. So one, Gopala Chapala, I think, tried to slander his character. One night he put the paraphernalia of the goddess Durga or Bhavani in front of Srivasa Thakur's house to accuse him of being a worshiper of Durga instead of, you know, Krishna. And so the next morning, when everyone saw the paraphernalia by Srivasa Thakur's house, he confirmed, he's like, yes, I'm a worshiper of Durga. Everyone, you know, he wasn't disturbed by it, basically. He confirmed to everyone, yes, see, I'm not a real Vaishnava, I'm a worshiper of Durga. But everyone knew his character, so they was wondering who did this, and of course. So that's one pastime I appreciate is that he wasn't disturbed. He confirmed, like, if you think you're low, then, you know, you won't be disturbed by anything. That's what made him... devotees so glorious is their qualities to perform kirtani. They just let things go, forgive things, and don't let it ruin their bhajan. So those one pastime I appreciate it. So thank you, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Jai Nita, Prabhu. Can you pass it? No, it helps the kitchen to hear. Yeah, just talk to the microphone because the kitchen, they can hear too.
Hare Krishna. You were saying that the Maha Mantra acts regardless of qualification, and anyone can pick it up. Even you could find, hypothetically, you could find Maha Mantra from the internet and just speak it, and it will act.
Yeah.
Whereas the Gayatri Mantra, it requires two things. As I'm hearing, it requires, one, it has to be received from the spiritual master, and two, it actually requires a qualification. What qualities does a person have who is able to speak?
Brahminical qualities. So one have to be, you know, when we initiate it, in devotional services, Vajana Kriya, means that you start to cultivate brahminical qualities, meaning cleanliness, cultivation of knowledge, sadhana. You know, the whole process of sadhana bhakti is to elevate one and purify one's in the mode of goodness. And when the spiritual master sees that one has become, you know, free from different vices, or, you know, this specifically the vices of, you know, Kali Yuga type of vices, then he can initiate you like that. So, you know, by brahminical qualities means, you know, you have to elevate towards the mode of goodness. Obviously, one question, you know, I mean, I've received brahminical initiation by my Guru Maharaj, but, you know, I not necessarily consider myself fully qualified, you know, in terms of being, I can say, you know, I'm fully in the mode of goodness. I'm still pretty much harassed by the mode of passion and ignorance sometimes. So, however, just because of consistent practice, a spiritual master recognizes actually is my Guru Maharaj's mercy. However we put it, it doesn't matter how you put it. You ask anyone in devotional service, are you qualified, Prabhu, to, you know, forget about it. I'm a mercy case. So by the mercy of the spiritual master, he recognizes. And, you know, it's a mercy that comes from Krishna. So, you know, the spiritual master makes a choice, in other words. He's someone who is taking you from point A to point B. Meaning, you know, he's taking you back home, back to Godhead. So he sees, okay, now that my disciple has gained some experience, now I'm going to give him means for further purification, which is Gayatri and worshiping the deities, like that. So, you know, it's all part of the process, and it's all completely under the direction of the spiritual master. So it's mercy. It actually has not to do much with our qualification per se, you know, like that. Because if it's like that, if I take in, you know, like face value, you know, there's no question. Thank you. Anything else? Krishna Archana?
Just a small question on detail. You'd stated the proper, was the word you used, chanting of the Gayatri Mantra. So if you could perhaps qualify that.
The proper chanting? Mm-hmm. Well, some important things is that do it on the proper time. I mean, there are specific regulations for Gayatri that one have to be clean, one have to be, you know, it have to be chanted at the proper time. In the particular sandhyas, And the proper mood in terms of, you know, like right now is a means of deliverance, you know, it's something that you receive from the spiritual matters, or it's a meditation. There's a meaning of the mantra or the Gayatri. You know, each Gayatri has a meditation and a prayer. So one have to get into the mood of that. So that's what I mean. And then when it does like that, just thinking about it, you know, these are the mantras that Lord Brahma meditated upon, that he speaks, the mantras that he received. So this is the mantras that Lord Chaitanya gave, you know, and it's quite far out, quite something pretty amazing that one is also chanting those things. And I know approaching those mantras with the proper understanding and respect, at least from the proper mood, is very important for having the effect. In one sense, it's a little different than the Maha Mantra. Quite different, but you know, nevertheless, also you have great means of purification when you add those, you know. The Maha Mantra, you can approach the Lord very easily. Gayatri, you have to apply yourself, you know, as a Brahmana. And that's the proper way of doing it. Actually, you have to, you know, get into the mood of being a Brahmana, understanding, you know, the principle of being a Brahmana, to chant properly the Gayatri Mantra. That's my... You have any comment on that? Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.